Welcome to the ASA podcast. It is Medical Ultrasound Awareness Month, and as part of a special mini-series, the ASA is proud to share with you insights from the President of the British Medical Ultrasound Society, Pam Parker, and ASA CEO, Jodie Long. Today, they are asked what advice they would like to pass on to sonographer trainees.
Well, I think it's the first bit of advice is just enjoy every minute. This is a fantastic profession. And I think it's got huge scope for development, for interaction with patients and colleagues and skills and technology. And it just is ever changing. So the world of sonography that you enter today as a new trainee will be really different in even 5-10 years time. There's a huge amount of development opportunities. I think the one thing that I would really give to the profession is just remember why you joined. Remember that the reasons for coming into ultrasound, which hopefully are to enhance patient care and to deliver the best service you can for our patients and ensure that they're getting the best test at the right time. And if you hold firm to that going forwards, hopefully you'll have a really fulfilling career. And I absolutely appreciate there'll be days where it feels relentless and it feels like a conveyor belt and it feels the same. And it feels that other people are potentially progressing quicker than you. But believe you me, when you look back at where you've been in the middle and end of your career, you'll be amazed. So, yeah, enjoy every minute. Remember why you've joined the profession, and the patients are absolutely at the heart of everything we do. And then hopefully look to your professional societies. If you look, Jodie's Society in Australia is just amazing, the support they give to their sonographers. We hope that we do the same with Bemis in the UK and interact with your profession. You're such a small, precious number of individuals and you mean such a lot to patients, particularly in the obstetrics, but just in the general world, you make a massive impact, and just hold that close to your heart as you carry on through.
Yeah, I agree with you, Pam, about the impact. I think sonographers underestimate the impact that they actually have on patients. And I think, you know, being in a very close proximity to your patient and, you know, that interaction that you have with them, you do have a huge impact on patients. And so from my perspective, what would I like to pass on is that it can be a very, very difficult profession, but it can be very, very rewarding as well. In terms of that you are essentially helping them to an outcome. Yeah. And one of the biggest things I think is to be very proud of who you are and that you are experts. And being a sonographer myself, that's my background. And I used to say this to my staff, is to say, do not let anyone tell you that you are a photographer, that you are there to take pictures. That is not what you do. You are a detective. That is your job. You are there to actually try and find out the patient comes in with symptoms, et cetera, and you are looking at things on the ultrasound. So you are there to try and find an answer for that patient. You are not there to take pretty pictures. Yeah.
That's a really good comment, actually, Jodie, because I think you can see that attitude with some of the more traditional doctors that we work with, in particular, the fact that I'm the sonographer, because we have taken over a lot of radiologists' roles here in the UK. There are some people that feel threatened by that. There are some who potentially don't quite understand the role of the modern sonographer. And I think you're absolutely right. You get called a photographer, a stenographer. you're just here just to tell us the sex of the baby, or, you know, is somebody else going to take a look at your pictures and tell us what's wrong? And, you know, absolutely, you're absolutely an integral part in that. And I think the more confidence you have in yourself, the more faith people will have in your reports. You know, and if you can help a doctor make a quick decision for a patient or add some value. But also, I think we need to tell the trainees it's fine if you don't know. If you don't know what you're seeing, it's absolutely fine. Just be honest and absolutely declare that this is beyond your scope and you need some advice. That's absolutely fine. It's much safer to do that. But, yeah, don't be harsh on yourself. It's yeah, a detective. I think we're all Miss Marple. Or Poirot.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Join us again next week as we continue the conversation on all things ultrasound as part of Medical Ultrasound Awareness Month.